Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The process by which an embryo develops from a single cell is complex, and there are many opportunities for abnormal development. Michael Levin, professor and director of the Tufts Center for Regenerative and Developmental Biology at Tufts University, reveals what governs the process of organ placement during early development.
Most problems in biology and medicine come down to the question of shape. During embryonic development, a single fertilized egg cell self-assembles into a complex organism in which internal organs arrange in a consistent left-right asymmetrical pattern, heart and stomach to the left, liver and appendix to the right. Mistakes in this process occasionally result in birth defects, but most of the time a complex three-dimensional structure such as a plant or animal body is correctly created. Understanding this process could yield insight into the prevention and repair of birth defects that result from abnormal placement of organs. Our research points to the critical role played by a class of proteins called tubulin proteins. Cells have an internal framework or skeleton called a cytoskeleton. One important component of the cellular cytoskeleton is tubulin protein. Earlier experiments had shown that tubulin mutations affected the left-right asymmetry of a small plant that is widely used as a model organism in plant biology called Arabidopsis. In our experiment, we injected the same mutated tubulins into early frog embryos. While the embryos developed into tadpoles, their internal organs were randomly placed on either the right or left side. Subsequent experiments by our collaborators found that mutated tubulins had the same effect on neuronal placement in nematodes and even on the left-right asymmetry of human cells in culture. Additional experiments indicated that these mutant proteins function at the earliest stages of embryogenesis. The discovery that at least some embryos can tell their left from their right shortly after fertilization, together with the finding that the same molecular process initiates asymmetry in organisms as diverse as plants, nematodes, amphibians, and human cells, strongly revises our current understanding of how asymmetry evolved and is implemented by embryos.
That was Michael Levin of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. But that's not the shape of